Wonderful, wonderful day. Day I will never forget. After I do wander darkness away, Jesus my Savior I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the need of my heart. Shod on his failing with joy, I am telling, he made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Filled my soul.
When at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was done today. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul,
filled my soul.
Good morning, and you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Indeed, it is a blessing to be alive this morning. Indeed, it's a great privilege to be counted among the living this morning. So if you're excited to be alive and you are grateful that all your body can function and that you get to see today, I want you to take a second of your time to appreciate the one who has made this possible and the one who deserves all thanks, glory, honor, and adoration is the King of Glory, the Lord of Hosts, God Almighty. Father, to you we ascribe all glory, honor, and adoration. We are thankful for the gift of life we get to see each and every single day. Lord, we are grateful. We do not take it for a ride, and that's why we are here with our Thanksgiving this morning. I would like to welcome you all to another edition of the Open Heaven Hour. And if this is your first time, I want to specially welcome you. And I want to assure you that you are in the right place. So if you're wondering what we are doing this morning, it's time for our devotion. This is the time of the day where we get to learn, share, and hear the word of God, where we get to equip ourselves for the day, where we get to know the mind of God concerning our lives. And if you are frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody to tell somebody. To tell every single person it is time for the Open Heaven Hour. So if you are ready now, I want you to grab your Bibles, grab your notepads, and let's get into our devotion today. So if you want to start sharing, please share. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton. Brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you to the 11th day in the month of August 2024. It's the 11th day, and we cannot but be grateful for a brand new day. So if you are preparing for today, which is Sunday, I want you to not take this day for granted. Go to church, join the fellowship of other brethren. But before you go, let's take our devotion. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, the purpose of his life, death, and resurrection. The purpose of his life, death, and resurrection. Our aim today is taken from aim 14 of the Open Heaven Devotional Manual. Aim 14. Oh, what a wonderful day. Oh, what a wonderful day. A Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Jeremiah chapter 28 to chapter 30. Jeremiah chapter 28 to chapter 30. Our memory verse today will be taken from John chapter 10, verse 10. John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. Let's take our memory verse once again. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Our Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of John chapter 1 from 19 to 29. John chapter 1 from verse 19 to verse 29. Now this is the testimony of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you, that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" As the prophet Isaiah said, "Now those who were sent were from the Pharisees, and they asked him, saying, 'Why then do you baptize, if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?' John answered them, saying, 'I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you do not know. It is he who coming after me is preferred before me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. These things were done in Betabara, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.'" May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today says, I am quite sure that you are aware that over 2,000 years ago, Jesus walked the face of the earth as a human being like you and me. However, are you deeply aware of the exact reason for which he came to the earth in human form? You can see that in John chapter 1 verse 14. John chapter 1 verse 14. "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth." What was Jesus' purpose for coming to the world as a man? Let us examine some of the answers that the Bible gives us concerning this. Number one, he came to call sinners to repentance. We can see that in the book of Matthew chapter 9 verse 13. Matthew chapter 9 verse 13, it says, "But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Number two, he came to give eternal life. We can see that in John chapter 10 verse 10. John chapter 10 verse 10, which says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly." Number three, he came to heal, deliver, and set the captives free. We can see that in Luke chapter 4, verse 19. Luke chapter 4, verse 19. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Number four, to destroy the works of the devil. We can see that in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Considering the scriptural references about Jesus' purpose for coming into the world, has his coming had any impact on your life? If you cannot answer this question clearly, then you need to invite Jesus into your life, even if you have done so before. Surrender your life completely to him today and make a commitment to live holy going forward. This way, the purpose of Jesus coming to the earth as a man will be fulfilled in your life, and you will live above sicknesses, diseases, captivity, and the works of the devil. You will enjoy abundant and eternal life in Christ Jesus. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, Jesus came to the earth so that you might have eternal life, so that you may have eternal life. I want to use this opportunity to invite everyone who is still wandering, who is lost, who is heartbroken this morning. I want to tell you that there is a man, there is someone who cares so deeply about you, about where you end up, about every aspect of your life. He is waiting at the door to carry every of your burden. He is waiting for you to just let him in so that he can heal, mend, deliver, and set you free. He is waiting just for an invitation. If today you are ready to let him in, if today you are ready to let go of all that you carry, all those, you don't have to carry it alone. You don't have to bear all your sadness, all those sorrow. You don't have to bear it alone. You can always hand it over. So he's there waiting at the door of your heart to make a transformation. He just wants you to give him a chance. He will not take that space by force. So he wants you to let him in. So if you are there and you're ready to let him in, and you're ready to accept him as your personal Lord and Savior, I want you to say those words after me. Lord Jesus, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I grant you access into my life. Father, I ask that you wash me clean. I ask that you deliver me. I ask that your death and your resurrection begin to work in my life. I hand you my pain. I hand you my sorrow. I hand you every of my burden. Please take it up. I let you in, and I let you have your way in my life. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. If you just took this prayer with us, I don't want you to stop there. I want you to find a Bible-believing church around you. Just find a Bible-based church. A church where you know that the Word of God will be preached undiluted. And if you want ideas of the churches you can attend, you can always send us a mail, or you can send us a DM on Instagram. That is praisepalace_UK, praisepalaceradio_UK, or you can send us a message on our website and we'll direct you to a Bible believing church. You're welcome to the family of Christ once again. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, I want you to stay blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. Still go to church.